Social media flared up on Sunday and Monday with a smear campaign against the Maronite patriarch, Bekra Rai, accusing him of betrayal and of being the Arabic-speaking spokesperson for Israel. In his Sunday sermon, Patriarch Rai denounced Hezbollah's military operations against Israel on the southern border. He shared a letter, received from residents of villages in southern Lebanon, in which they expressed their opposition to the culture of death, referring to the ideology of the pro-Iranian group. This sermon sparked strong reactions, especially among Hezbollah supporters on social media, where the Maronite church leader was depicted in Israeli military attire or standing in front of an Israeli flag with the caption, "Arabic-speaking spokesperson for the Israeli army." Cultural confrontation. According to Fares Soaid, former MP and president of the National Council for the Liberation of Lebanon from Iranian occupation, the debate on confronting Hezbollah was launched during a March 14 meeting in 2008. The discussion, he said, which was notably led by Samir Frangi and Nasser el-Assad, was both cultural and political. Soaid emphasized that the overarching theme of the March 14 campaign at the time was, "We love life." In a statement to This is Beirut, the former MP specified that most Lebanese reject the culture of violence, and this is the point that Hezbollah is currently focusing on. He emphasized, "This is not an attack against a religious figure," asserting that the campaign targeting Rai bears a striking similarity to the hate campaigns conducted by Israelis in Gaza. "It is a call to violence by an organization that has devastated the country and is pushing communities to isolate themselves," he added. According to Soaid, the best way to defend the patriarch is by embracing our culture and fostering harmony between Christians and Muslims. We should not reject the Lebanese formula or give up on coexistence. Intimidation message. According to a source within the Lebanese forces, LF, interviewed by This is Beirut, there are three underlying reasons driving the current campaign against the patriarch. First, it stems from the discrepancy between Hassan Nasrallah's pledge to protect southern Lebanon and Hezbollah's commitment to only engage in defensive warfare, while the present situation involves an offensive war causing a major crisis. Second, the policy of fronts unity, referring to groups aligned with Iran, editor's note, has proven to be misleading. Lastly, concerns have risen about the Israelis' technical and military superiority and the escalating number of casualties within Hezbollah's ranks, causing anxiety within the community that supports the pro-Iranian group. According to the same source, residents of southern Lebanon have heard their concerns echoed through the patriarch's statements. They are questioning their involvement in this war and fear the potential loss of their livelihoods and homes. Hezbollah does not want these types of discussions to occur, so they try to divert people's attention by accusing the patriarch of treason. In doing so, the pro-Iranian group and its cyber army are delivering a message of intimidation, insinuating that if the leader of the Maronite church can be targeted in such a way, one can only presume what might be done to the average person. It's a fundamental lesson that Hezbollah wishes to impart, as pointed out by the source, who also noted that the Lebanese forces and MPs Sami Jamil and Ashraf Rifai have faced similar defamation campaigns. In support of the patriarch. On Monday, political officials, social media, and the press expressed their support for the Maronite patriarch. In a statement, the Sovereignist Front asserted that Kirk and the patriarch rise above the attacks of electronic armies and the armies of imaginary victories, in reference to Hezbollah's divine victories, editor's note. "We will not grace them with a reply." Raji el-Saad, a member of the Democratic Gathering parliamentary bloc, wrote on his X account that targeting the head of the Maronite church is counterproductive when supporting a foreign cause. He added that the patriarch remains a figure of Lebanon's conscience. In light of the circumstances, Gayath Yazbek, a Lebanese forces MP, urged detractors to remain silent. In addressing those who criticized Kirk, he commented on the X platform, "You live in a country whose borders were drawn by the patriarchate," referring to Patriarch Hoyek, who led the Lebanese delegation at the Versailles Peace Conference in 1919. In a separate statement advocating for the patriarch, Paul Kenon, president of the Gathering of Maronites for Lebanon, dismissed the campaigns targeting the patriarch, emphasizing that they not only focus on his person but also on what he symbolizes. He highlighted the fact that Patriarch Rai addresses the fears and concerns of the faithful. It would be more constructive to engage in dialogue with him than attack him. Hezbollah's notion of national partnership seems to be a double-edged sword. It is used to justify dialogue and the election of a president, yet it is conveniently set aside in decisions of war that may lead the country towards destruction. A clear example of this is the demonization of any entity that opposes its choices, with the latest target being the Maronite Patriarch.